up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, bringing you great old-time records here on the show like we do each and every week here on the program. Glad to have you along with us once again. And this is either the final show of 2015 or the first show of 2016, depending when you happen to be hearing the program, because it's a once-a-week show, and it's played anywhere during the week, you know, from one weekend to the other weekend. So, hey, it could be 2016 where you are right now listening to this, or it could not be, depending where you are. So, one way or the other, happy ending of the old year and beginning of the new year. And I trust you all made it through the holiday season, through the Christmas season and everything, and you all had safe travels and plenty of family around and a lot of singing, is what I would imagine. So let's we need to get things rolling in the show this week. We're going to slip in a couple more holiday-themed tunes because, you know, we're in that period between Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, it's still got that holiday feel. And a lot of you, I'm sure, are still traveling about visiting the relatives and the kids and whatnot, or they're coming to visit you or whatever the case might be. And a couple of weeks ago, I had mentioned in the show that I had played a Vern Meisner record, and I was like, I think it's the only Vern Meisner record I have. And I was digging around, and I found another Vern Meisner record. Not only is it, and it's a holiday song, so we've got that coming up here. I was in a secondhand store last week, and they had a German record, a 10-inch LP, if you remember those from the early 50s. And it's a German band, and there's a good polka on there. We're going to give that a spin. I can't tell you who it is because I won't remember the name, and it's all printed in German, but I translated some of it. So we'll get to that coming up in the show. And I don't know, just a lot of crazy stuff this week, as always. So I think we should just get right down to having some musical fun. The Moms and Dads made an awful lot of records. And this one says it's the Mom and Dads with Quentin Ratliff and his sax, along with Doris, Harold, and Les of Spokane, Washington. I don't know how they fit them all on one record, but here's Skirts.
We'll be right back.
Dad's Air Skirts here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, like every week, playing great old-time records here on the show. One thing that will not change is this is a show where we play oldies of old-time music. They're all on phonograph records, so you know none of them are going to be too new, although there are a few that you can actually get them on CDs nowadays, because a lot of the bands have reissued their stuff on CDs and jumped onto the technological bandwagon. There, I knew I'd get the phraseology worked out. Yikes! Off to a rough start at the beginning of the year, or the end of the old year, whatever the case might be. Little Wally, the Harmony Boys, are up next. Here's Polka Joy.
Joy for every girl and boy. We twirl and twist around in every polka town. You should see dad and mom waving, saying, come on. This polka is for you. Be happy, don't be blue. Sit around with this great polka sound. Play us this song once more. We'll dance across the floor. This is a lot of fun. Let's polka, everyone.
Joy. It's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. A few weeks on the show, a while back, we had a request for the Cafe Polka by Frankie Yankovic, and I played it, and I realized that the version I played was a later recording, because he had kind of a hit with it back in the 60s on RCA Records, And the one we had played, it was like Frankie Yankovic does, you know, his greatest hits 40 years later or something. I don't remember, but it seemed odd to me that it wasn't, you know, the real version that, you know, I would have preferred to play. But it was the first version of it that I found that day. And now I found the RCA 45 of Hey Baba Reba, also known as the Cafe Polka. And it's interesting because, first of all, you normally think of Frankie Yankovic on Columbia, and here he is on RCA Records, and they're calling him Frank Yankovic, and instead of with his Yanks, it's Frank Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers. So here you go. Hey Baba Reba, or the Cafe Polka.
Let's go, fellas. Hey Baba Reba.
Hey Baba Reba.
Hey, Bob, Reba.
you. I've never been in any cafe where they're doing that one. Hey, Bob Ariba, the Cafe Polka, Frank Yankovic, and the Yankovic Singers, it says on the record. So that's a little unusual. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Plenty of songs to come in the show. Got Ray Henry coming up here with the accordion polka. In just a moment, I got Vern Meisner with a holiday tune. I got a great German polka. I found great record from a secondhand store because I'm always keeping my eyes peeled for more records. But before we go any further, I want to talk to you about a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. Maybe you're not traveling much right now because it's the middle of the winter up here in the Upper Midwest, but maybe you are, I don't know, but you might want to make some plans for this spring or summer, too. And it's pretty impressive if you have an appreciation for old-time music, accordions, concertinas, the history, the music, the memorabilia. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display at a World of Accordions Museum, not to mention just loads of memorabilia, paperwork, historical work. They have accordion resource center libraries there. They have music studios. They have music concerts on and off throughout the year. They have what I believe is the country's only accordion and concertina certified repair and technician school. It's just a pretty amazing place to visit, and I encourage you to add it to your agenda if you're going to be in the area, in the Duluth Superior area, anytime in the future. You can find out more at www.accordionworld.org. Check it out. It's pretty cool. Accordionworld.org, the World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. This one goes back a ways. The record says right on it, 1949, Ray Henry and his orchestra. This is the Accordion Polka. Ray Henry and his orchestra and the accordion polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week we get together, play great old-time records here on the radio or the internet or wherever you might happen to be listening to us. And I should remind myself to remind you that you can look us up on Facebook if you're so inclined, because we're on there. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is how you'll find us there. So you can like us or communicate or whatever, make a request or whatever whatever you'd like to do. If you are technologically inclined, you could also email us here. It's just oompahour@mail.com. Very easy to remember. Oompahour, one word, at mail.com. All right, now this next record, I just bought this in a thrift store yesterday. It was the Humane Society thrift store. Not far from here, you know, where they raise money to take care of little doggies and kitties and all that kind of thing. And it was a thrift store I'd never been in the area, and I'd heard about it but never stopped in. And I thought, they're probably not going to have any records in here. They had one, and it's this one, and it's German, and all the writing on the record is in German. But I did see the word polka on the record, so I thought, okay, fine, we're going to take this home, and I'm going to type this into my Google here, and we're going to translate this, and the band is easy enough. It's Hermann Schittenhelm and his orchestra, and I kid you not, Hermann Schittenhelm and his orchestra, and after I translate all this German here that I can't read, it is the Schwabian Girl Polka. All right, Schwabia is apparently a part of Germany, or it was way back when this record was made on the Hohner record label. Hohner, of course, famous for harmonicas and accordions. So I don't know if this was a promotional thing from Hohner, or if they just happen to have a little record company going out there, or what the deal is. This record, by the way, is in hi-fi. It says so right on the record. So it's, what do they say? Schwabian Girl Polka. Here's Hermann Schittenhelm and his orchestra. The Schwabian Girl Polka by Hermann Schittenhelm and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Remember now, it's not swearing if it's somebody's name. That's a rule. Anyway, there you go. I'm going to have to figure out how to write that down now because I keep track of these. And we'll see how it goes. All right, I promised you we'd have a little more holiday-themed music in the show. You know, last week was the all-Christmas version of the show, of course, all-Christmas old-time records. But there are some songs that we associate as Christmas songs, and they're really not. For example, Jingle Bells was specifically written for Thanksgiving. on the way to grandma's house and all that kind of stuff. It was specifically set out to be a Thanksgiving song, and we kind of swiped it from Thanksgiving and made it a Christmas song. Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays is not a Christmas song. It's from the movie Holiday Inn. And they were singing about celebrating all the holidays throughout the course of the year, and it took place during New Year's in the movie. So there's another one. Well, another good example, we Let It Snow, not a Christmas song. Winter Wonderland, not a Christmas song. Winter song, yes. Christmas song, no. So a good excuse to play Vern Meisner doing Winter Wonderland, because it certainly is that. And you're going to feel like it's a holiday song, but we're past Christmas now, but it still seems to fit, all right? Vern Meisner and the band, here's Winter Wonderland. There and walking into Winter Wonderland here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldies show. And it always reminds me of that record by Stan and Doug. Remember that? Walking in My Winter Underwear. You know, I have that record somewhere. I don't know if I could pass that off. It's an old time record. Yeah, maybe I could. Yeah, probably not. But it would be fun to play it. And I know I have the record down on a shelf someplace. But anyway, pressing on with the tunes. And I love to play this. So I love this next record. I have played this record since I was a little kid, and we have home movies and photographs of me playing records when I was like 2 and 3 years old, and this is one of the records I had when I was a little kid. And I know that Frankie Yankovic did this record, so that makes it an old-time record to me, and it seems like a polka. There's definitely an accordion, and I've just always loved this record. I think when I was a kid, because of the funny little voice that's kind of stuck into it in a few key locations throughout the record, but I just thought this was a hoot, so turn it up and go a little crazy here. Here's the Mark IV, and I Got a Wife.
Hey, I got a wife at home. I got a wife at home. I got a wife, she's the apple of my life, but I wish she would leave me alone.
Hang your clothes up, wipe your feet off. Goodness sake, don't slam the door. Fix the socket, dry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore? Hang a picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor. Heat the bottle, change the baby. You don't love me anymore.
He don't love her anymore.
anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30, and then she'll start right in again.
Tack the shade up, wash the windows, wipe the handprints off the door, change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor, tape the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, oil the door, get the kids and call my mother. You don't love me anymore.
I got a wife at home. I got a wife at home. I got a wife, she's the apple of my life, but I wish she would leave me alone.
When I hear,
okay, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. Honey, honey, please, honey. Yeah, I'll do it. Quiet!
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30, and then she'll start right in again.
I always loved that record since I was a little kid, man. That's the Mark IV and I Got a Wife. That goes back to 1958, in case you're keeping track. So there you go. Now, you know, we always like to get a waltz into every show here when we do the Oompa Hour, at least one of them once a week. And I have one. I have the Isabella Waltz. This is on Jolly Dutchman Records. That's the name of the record company, actually. It says it's a division of the American Music Corporation. Well, now I feel important. It's the Isabella Waltz. Here's Jumpin' Jerry and the Balls Boys. That's B-A-L-Z, by the way. Jumpin' Jerry there and the Balls Boys and the Isabella Waltz here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We thank you for being along with us for another presentation of great old-time music like we do every week here on the show. And I should also remind you while I'm thinking of it, too, that if you're digging the show, that you you drop a note or make a phone call or send a letter or an email to wherever you happen to be hearing the show this week, whether you're listening to an online station or an online stream or a local radio station or wherever you might be hearing the program this week. Just let them know that you're hearing the show and that that you're enjoying the show, because they love feedback like that. And for that matter, you can let us know here at the Oompa Hour by dropping us an email at oompahour@mail.com. And remember, always glad to take requests, dedications, whatever might be coming up in your world where the proper record could help set the tone or make the celebration that much more fun. So feel free. All right, let's get things rolling here. The July to Polka, Big Don Martin and the Happy Polka Kings.
Taverns to spend my money. Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, she's the one for me. I take her walking, she does the talking, she is my honey, she's got the money. Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, she's the one for me. Up my brandy. Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, she's the one for me. I have a girlfriend, she is a lover, and when I kiss her, Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, Moya Julaida, she's the one for me.
July to Polka with Big Don Martin and the Happy Polka Kings here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, where basically all we do is sit here and play records for an hour. It's an amazing kind of a job that a guy would want to have, just so you sit and play tunes for an hour, you know, and try to keep track of what you're playing is also a key element here, because we haven't heard from the musical stars in a long time, and I don't think we have ever played the Little Sir Echo Hop. I don't think so, but we can solve that problem right now by just putting it on the record player here and giving it a spin. Here's the musical stars.
Thank you.
you go, the musical stars and the Little Sir Echo Hop here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Had time for one of those great classical, politically incorrect records. In fact, I just saw an ad for a CD that was released recently, and it was called Politically Incorrect Hits of the Decades or something. And this song was on it, except it was performed by Arthur Godfrey, who's probably the most famous version of this particular song. In the old-time world, though, I would say probably Frankie Yankovic would be the most recognized version of this song. But I have Johnny Pecan and his orchestra doing their version of the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, it's all you need, cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's way fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. Can she prance up a hill?
No, 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 no.
Can she dance a quadrille?
No, 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 no.
Does she fit in my coop? By herself she's a groom. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no.
There you go, another version of that classic song, Johnny Pecan and his orchestra, and the Too Fat Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That's one of those quick little ditties, kind of just flies right by you, you know? All right, Matt Vorderbruggen is up next with a thing called the Big Bang Polka. And, of course, since this is a pretty old record, there's no way this has anything to do with the Big Bang TV show, which is one of my favorite TV shows. However, it would be since they came up with the Big Bang Theory of the Creation of the Universe, and we're not going to get into that discussion. But it makes a pretty good song, pretty good title for a song. Matt Vorderbruggen here. This is the Big Bang Polka.
Thank you.
Vorderbruggen there. Vorderbruggen. That's too many syllables in one name. The Big Bang Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I'm just going to kind of keep rolling the tunes here, see how many we can get into the show this week. And I have nothing else intelligent to tell you at this point, so I'm just going to play a Whoopi John record, because it's been a while since we've had a Whoopi John record. Here's Shotzi. Go Whoopi John, Wolf Hearts Orchestra, and Shotzi here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. What is in it? What is an important piece of trivia about the name Shotzi? All right, if you don't know this now, it's not one of those things that you saw on TV and filed away in your brain for all eternity, but if you remember Hogan's Heroes, and you remember Sergeant Schultz, of course, who was the sergeant at the Stalag 13 on Hogan's Heroes, there was an episode where they were faking that the war had ended. It was part of the plot, and Colonel Hogan asked at Sergeant Schultz what he was going to do after the war, and he was going to go back to his job and making toys. And Colonel Hogan thought, well, that's nice. And he said he worked for the Shotzi Toy Company. And he didn't actually work for the company. He owned the company, which was the biggest toy company in all of Germany. That was always just a little piece of trivia that stuck in my head. Sergeant Schultz owned the Shotzi Toy Company in the Hogan's Heroes TV series. So I'm sure that has nothing to do with the song, but it's an interesting little tangent that we just went wandering on down there. Well, I got the Dick Metko record out here. Dick Metko and his boys, and love that Matilda Polka.
Thank you. you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, got to get a few more tunes into the show this week. We have a group here called The Majestic Sound, and with a name like that, you set a pretty high standard for yourself. Here's the Polish Sausage Polka. There you go. That's the majestic sound, the Polish Sausage Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I think we're going out on this next record, which I kind of hate to do, actually. I kind of hate to go out on a record that looks so worn out and so beat up that whether or not it's even going to play is kind of questionable here. I just came out of the station executive lounge, which is fancy phraseology for the bathroom where I washed this one in the sink, which took off most of the label, but I think I got her cleaned up good enough that we can give it a spin here. It's Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Boys, and here's the Cuban Polka. every time I play that, I'm thinking I'm listening to a Desi Arnaz record. Cuban Polka, Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I was going to go out on that one, but I'm looking at the old clock on the wall, and I think we could sneak one more tune in here. Which side should I play? I just quick grabbed a 45 off the shelf. I got an Eddie Zima record here. Do I want to play the Polish Wedding Polka, or do I want to play the Lucky Five Oberek? I'm going with the Oberek because we haven't played one in the show this week. So here we go with Eddie Zima. There you go. That's Eddie Zima there, the Lucky Five Oberek here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that really does wrap it up, and I feel you got your money's worth this week, because I believe we have played more songs in this week's show than we have in any show since the beginning we started this thing. So that's not bad. We're just jamming them in there. If I could shut up once in a while.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend board. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and the International Polka Association. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!